It's getting hot outside. And in the studio, back to Gruber, fierce and fearless.
You may have heard Rich Studley on the program here, the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, earlier this week, talking about this this social media campaign against the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, because the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is opposed to a redistricting plan that has been pushed through called Voters Not Politicians, which is cute, and they've challenged it in court. As a result, members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and others have come under attack and been the focus of threats of violence and so forth. This effort being pushed to redistrict by Represent Us, and Represent Us asked if they could come out and respond, and we said, of course. Dan Krasner is the Represent Us political director joining me on the program. Dan, good to have you here.
Hey, good to be with you, Steve. Good morning.
Good. Okay, so it's really not in dispute that there were some very hateful, threatening things said to Mark Davidoff of the chamber. In fact, it's so bad, in fact, he was forced to hire armed security to protect himself and his family. And a lot of this, it appears to me, comes from social media posts and efforts by Represent Us. And you wanted to come on and discuss this. So how did it get so out of hand?
Well, let me tell your listeners, you know, Represent Us, we're fighting for an America where government works for everyone, not just a handful of billionaires and special interests. We have 7,000 Michigan members, chapters in Lansing and Detroit, the Great Lakes Bay region. An Iraq war veteran leads our Lansing chapter, an engineer in Detroit.
That's all fine and well. I don't want to hear your talking points. I want to know why it's okay for Represent Us to go out there and do these social media posts that incited hateful, potentially violent reactions from people, threatening good Michigan citizens. I mean, there's nothing wrong with these people that are here in Michigan. They're right to be heard, aren't they? Mark Davidoff has a right to be heard from the chamber, and yet threatening messages spiral out of control as a result of what you're putting out there. So let's skip the talking points and address this. How did it get to the point of Mark Davidoff having to have armed security to protect himself?
Well, let's get the facts right. Represent Us condemns violence. We never posted any violent threats. These are comments left on our Facebook page that we quickly deleted. They could have been from anyone. They could have been from the chamber. So, I mean, I know the chamber's an advertiser on your show and you're reading their talking points, but let's keep it to the facts.
Do I partner with the chamber? I do, and they're good folks that I do business with. I'm not ashamed of that. It's public record. I don't care. But the fact of the matter is, the chamber is somebody who's been here since in the 1950s in Lansing. They're out front. When they go out and do lobbying, that's what they are. They're a lobbyist organization. And you can take shots at me, and that's fine, Dan. But the fact of the matter is, people aren't hiring armed security to protect themselves against me or the Chamber of Commerce. Quite the other way around. So let's stick to that. You say you condemn violence.
Who are they lobbying for? It's big corporations, foreign corporations. They want to deny 7 million Michigan voters your right to vote. They want to shred your Constitution.
No, they're not. No, shred the Constitution.
That's what their lawsuit's about.
The lawsuit is about protecting
off the ballot.
The lawsuit, Dan, in fairness, the lawsuit is about making sure the Constitution that was written in 1963 is applied properly and fairly. That's the question. And if you agree with that, why not let the Michigan Supreme Court hear it? Because your fight is against the Michigan Supreme Court weighing in on this. If the Michigan Supreme Court weighs in and gives you the nod, what's wrong with that?
You know what? Let the chamber go to the court, file all the lawsuits they want after the election. Don't silence 7 million Michigan voters. Let the people vote. Drop the lawsuit.
So what's wrong? I'm going to ask you the question again. What's wrong with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, or anybody else for that matter, asking the Michigan Supreme Court to weigh in to make sure a ballot initiative is legal and proper and constitutional prior to people going to vote? Because if it's proven to be unconstitutional later, what a complete waste of time and effort and resources for everyone. What's wrong with that?
All the chamber wants is to protect, you know, chair of their board, like Deloitte with their $400 million in contracts, their foreign oil company with their pipelines and the Great Lakes. They want to protect, you know, all these pay-to-play corporations that have the system rigged. Anti-gerrymandering will unrig the system, this corrupt system. They don't even want Michigan to vote on that. You know, if they wanted to file their lawsuits, do it after the election.
Let me address that, because I disagree.
If any court finds it to be unconstitutional. But don't deny the people their right to vote on this measure in November.
Let me be clear about this, because I did my research. I'm not sure you did. Enbridge, Deloitte, Westshore Bank, all of these companies you've attacked here have not given one dime to redistricting. They're not spending one dime on that. None.
It's a shell game. That's what the chamber does. They create all these little front groups, and they funnel the money. So all that money is going in through the chamber and going out to fund this lawsuit to deny 7 million Michigan voters their right to vote, their constitutional right to vote on the anti-gerrymandering measure.
They're not denying anybody the right to vote. They're asking for their day in court. Don't Michigan residents, including the Chamber of Commerce, have a right to a day in court to hear their have their concerns heard? Or the Chamber of Commerce, because you don't like them, can be targeted for hateful personal attacks and not allowed a day in court to discuss it. Is that what you're advocating?
The right of 7 million Michigan voters to have
again,
their
you're
vote
repeating yourself.
November
Does the Michigan
important?
Chamber of Commerce have a right to a day in court or
the
not?
The chamber should do their lawsuit after the vote, not stop the vote.
You're repeating yourself, Dan. Does the Chamber of Commerce have the right to their day in court to be heard or not?
They can sue. They can go to court anytime they want. They have that right, but I don't think it's more important than the constitutional right of Michigan voters to vote on the anti-gerrymandering measure.
Yeah, why does your organization...
They're big corporations... First,
last
they
question.
Want to protect this corrupt system.
You're repeating above yourself.
The rights of Michigan.
You're repeating yourself. Your talking points are fascinating. Let me ask you one more question. I'll give you one more question. Why does your organization from Massachusetts, from Boston, come here to Michigan to stir up trouble? We were having a conversation that wasn't of this tenor. Talk about outside money and outside influence and special interests. Why are you here in the first place?
Represent Us has 7,000 Michigan members, three chapters. They gathered helped gather the 425,000 signatures to put the anti-gerrymandering measure on the ballot. They're pissed off that the chamber has filed a lawsuit to deny them and 7 million Michigan voters their right to vote.
Haven't denied anybody the right to vote. Asking for their day in court is quite a different thing, I would say. But, Dan, I appreciate your time
court,
coming
there
on.
Won't be a vote.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Represent Us. Political Director Dan Krasner. I have to run. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Friday. Make of it what you will. Make of it what you will. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.